This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A Shafi does not require a prior appointment. He does not expect the sick to pay any fee or even wait in a queue. A Shafi, subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't prioritize the rich over the poor or the native over the foreigner. The only condition is for you to find your heart when calling out, Ya Allah, and then behold, you've just walked through the doors of the greatest hospital in existence. A place of mercy and knowledge and wisdom and power and affection. And one that is home to the cure for every illness and pain, both those that are known and unknown to man. If you are unsure of this, take a look of the evidence of it within yourself. The name of Allah Ash-Shafi, the healer, doesn't appear explicitly as a name in the Quran, but it does appear in the Sunnah. Whenever someone would fall ill, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wipe his right hand over the individual and call upon Allah Almighty and would say, Allahumma rabban nas, mudhib al-ba's, ishfi, anta ash-shafi, la shafiya illa ant, shifa'an la yughadiru saqama. O Allah, Lord of the people, remover of the harm, heal. You are Ash-Shafi, the healer. There is no healer but you. Give him a remedy that leaves no disease behind. To know Ash-Shafi is to know a Lord who is acquainted with every illness and with their individual cures. He alone is the knower of the disorders of the body, the illnesses of the mind, the sicknesses of the soul. There is no remover of harm except Him. There is no healing that isn't His. And for those who are unsure, I advise them to look deep inside of themselves. Till this day, no scientist fully understands the details of the complex immune system that was gifted to us by Ash-Shafi and standardized in each and every body. Every second of every minute of every day, a battle of good and evil goes on inside of the body. The invaders, they exist in the form of pathogens, viruses, and bacteria, and mutated cells that are programmed to cause harm. But Ash-Shafi has designed a system that fights for your life around the clock in such a subtle and seamless way that it goes usually unnoticed by us. It's a miraculous system that produces and trains armies of cells to defend your body from infection. Now here is what is even more amazing. In order for the immune system to operate, it has to be able to differentiate friend from foe. And if it fails to make this distinction, it can launch an assault against the body, causing an autoimmune disorder. Now recent research seems to have uncovered how this happens. And I introduce to you here the thymus gland. The thymus gland is located behind the breastbone and in front of your heart. T cells, which are the body's most important troops, they are made inside of bone marrow. And then when they're still young and immature, they travel through the bloodstream and they go into the thymus gland. And this is where, subhanAllah, they receive their training. It exposes them to proteins made by thymus cells that mimic various tissues throughout the body that these T cells will later encounter once they leave the thymus gland. They actually mimic tissues and they adopt the identities of lung, liver, skin, intestine, and then they present themselves to immature T cells. And once this phase of training is complete and T cells are recognizing specific pathogens, they travel to another part of the thymus gland called the medulla. And here they get another kind of training where they're introduced to the body's antigens so they don't attack and harm them. But here's the twist. During the schooling process, any T cells in training that mistakenly react against self proteins, they receive a command to self-destruct, or they get demoted into other types of T cells that don't have the duty of killing other cells, but they just remain immune from cells attacking. Our doctors today may offer prescriptions to illnesses, and surgeons may carry out some of the most complex life-saving surgeries while themselves possessing all sorts of illnesses. An Italian surgeon, Claudio Vitali, 59 years old, was carrying out a brain tumor operation in Naples, only to suffer a heart attack himself midway of the procedure, subhanAllah. But he insisted to finish the surgery before then undergoing a procedure himself to clear out an artery. As the Arab poet, they say, طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي النَّاسِ وَالطَبِيبُ عَلِيلُ, a doctor who treats people, but the doctor himself is ill. It's a reality that hammers the same message. When you're ill, all eyes and hearts should turn to Allah Ash-Shafi. I'm sure you've seen how illnesses may claim the lives of individuals despite them having access to the latest treatment methods, whereas others may recover from the same illness without intervention, without medicine whatsoever. So again, it's a clear message that the source of shifa, healing, is elsewhere. The optimism that comes knowing that the cure is not only known to Allah, it's available to Allah, and that you prostrate and submit to that same Allah, it's an empowering reality. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ دَاءً إِلَّا أَنزَلَ لَهُ دَوَاءً عَلِمَهُ مَنْ عَلِمَهُ وَجَهِلَهُ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ. There is no disease that Allah Almighty has brought down, except that He has brought with it a cure. Some people will know it, and others will be ignorant of it. So Allah Ash-Shafi is He who cures with means, and at times He cures with the weakest of means, and at times He cures with no means whatsoever. The Prophet of Allah, Ayyub alayhi salam, suffered for years on end with an illness that costed him his health, his livelihood, his friends, most of his family. And he remained like this for about 15 years, bedbound, rejected by the close ones, the distant ones, with the exception to two people who were his closest friends, and they would visit him in the mornings and evenings. It was obviously not your average illness. It was an incessant, stubborn one that had baffled the physicians of his era. Yet, subhanAllah, when Ash-Shafi gave permission for healing, the instruction to Ayyub was simple: urkud bi rijlik, strike the ground with your foot. Hadha mughtasalun baridun wa sharab, this is a spring for a cool bath and drink. He drank from the spring, bathed in the water, and anguish changed to relief, fatigue changed into vitality, illness changed into health. Isn't it amazing how Allah chose that the healing that he had been waiting for so long would be beneath his feet the whole time? That he wouldn't need machinery, apparatus, equipment, just a kick from a weak and ill man? So it's clear again that ash-shifa, cure, healing, goes back to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. It's a question of just when and how he will give his permission. Benjamin Hauser was an American nutritionist and a self-help author who promoted the natural way of eating during the mid-20th century. Best-selling author, and he was popular on the lecture circuit, and some consider him as the very first food or health food advocate. He has an amazing personal story. As a boy, he contracted tuberculosis in his hip, and it was considered terminal, especially before the development of antibiotics in the 30s. This illness was almost fatal. He went through several operations, but all of them proved quite fruitless, and his case was deemed, unfortunately, hopeless. So he was sent home to his native Switzerland to die. And there an old man saw the young boy eating rolls and drinking coffee. And he said to him, son, if you keep on eating dead food, you're going to die. Only living foods can make you a living body. So Hauser started to eat fresh foods, whole foods. He consulted an expert, Dr. Benedict Lust, who recommended warm baths and clay packs and herbal remedies. And subhanAllah, within a few weeks, Hauser had made a complete recovery. So this led him on a long-term study of food science, and he sought to become an expert and to spread a message about the power of food. Or perhaps, in the words of a believer, the power of a Shafi who had just given permission for healing. In more recent times, a wealthy brother of ours who had suffered with kidney failure for years decided to travel with his family to Egypt for a transplant. and his children had agreed a deal with a young girl who wished to sell her kidney for 100,000 Saudi riyals. And in the morning of the operation, the patient said, "You know, I want to meet the donor." So the young girl comes into the room in a very shy state, and he says to her, "Daughter, why are you selling your kidney to an old man like me?" And she said, "It's due to my pressing needs. My family are poor, my siblings go to university, I need to do something to help them." SubhanAllah, her words fell like a ton of bricks on him. It's like he'd been slapped awake from deep sleep. And he said to himself, "Can it be that people are willing to sell parts of their anatomy to eat?" He called in his family and he told them that he'd canceled the operation and that they were returning back to Saudi Arabia. "I don't want it." And he also told them that he'd agreed to donate the 100,000 riyals to the girl. His children resisted this fiercely, but after much give and take, they surrendered to their dad's wishes. Days later, when he came back to Saudi Arabia, he went to the hospital to do his normal dialysis treatment. And during the routine initial checkup, the doctors were quite lost for words, and they told him that his kidneys had somehow returned to a normal state of functioning. All shifa goes back to Allah Ash-Shafi. It's a question of when He gives permission for it to arrive. If you are that person who is challenged with health, be it mental or physical or spiritual, then make that illness the marker of a new relationship with Allah Ash-Shafi, a relationship of dua, of unbreakable hope, of mighty expectations. Start by building within your home a hospital and call it the prayer mat. And make an appointment with prostration and make your voice of requests known to Allah Ash-Shafi.